KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s, winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 70, winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms, we'll see highs in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies in the upper 60s. For the 4th of July, sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms, temps in the upper 80s. Right now, it's 70.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. The Douglas County Health Officer will issue a new order to close bars and nightclubs beginning tomorrow and for the next 2 weeks. KTV reports the county says it will issue an official order today, which will include the local bar closures. This comes after the county issued an order that requires people to wear masks in indoor public spaces where proper social distancing cannot be observed. Douglas County reporting an uptick of 66 COVID cases just since last Friday. The bar closure does not include curbside and carryout services provided by the establishments. The top public health official for the state of Kansas predicting the state will face steeper increases in new coronavirus cases. State Health Secretary Dr. Lee Norman also suggested yesterday that Kansas blew its chance for a summer pandemic respite by reopening its economy too quickly. And Kansas weather heading into the holiday weekend? Hot. I'm Rick Averett, and that is your Thursday Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6-1-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
The Kansas State High School Activities Association said rumors that it was canceling fall sports are, quote, totally not accurate. Bill Fafleck is the executive director of the organization, and KTV reports that KSHSAA is currently preparing to make sure fall sports happen. Fafleck said, we know things can change between now and then, but all of our efforts right now are directed at providing that best guidance for our schools so that they are ready to go. Sedgwick County has identified three new COVID-19 clusters at long-term care facilities in Wichita. The identified clusters include Chaucer Estates, Comfort Care Homes of Wichita, and the Oxford Grand. At Chaucer Estates, all residents and staff being tested for COVID. The testing for all residents and staff is complete at Comfort Care Homes and the Oxford Grand. KWCHTV reports that the Oxford Grand reports the cases include one resident and at least one person has completed their recovery. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. State police have arrested a southwestern Nebraska sheriff's deputy accused of using his patrol car to chase down his wife and of threatening her with his service weapon. The Nebraska State Patrol said in a news release this week that troopers had arrested Red Willow County Sheriff's Deputy Justin Dice. That arrest on suspicion of making terroristic threats, domestic violence, official misconduct, and willful reckless driving. In addition to running the woman off the road with the couple's two young children in the car, the patrol accused Dice of pointing his gun at his wife on May 13th. Nebraska health officials say the number of confirmed COVID cases in the state has topped 19,000 since the outbreak. The state's online virus tracking site said 19,042 cases had been confirmed by Tuesday, a jump of 143 cases from the day before. I'm Rick Everett with your Thursday Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network.
As we welcome our patients and visitors back into the clinics and hospitals, Community Healthcare System wants to take a moment to say thank you. Thank you to the communities for your support. Thank you for staying home this spring to protect the health of everyone in Northeast Kansas. And thank you for generous donations of gowns, masks, meals, treats, and encouragement. Please know that the Community Healthcare System appreciates you, and we are taking every precaution to maintain the highest level of safety for our patients and associates. Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
Reporting local news, I'm Ben Keller. Senator Jerry Moran held a Zoom conference Tuesday afternoon with area leaders and officials. Many topics were discussed. One of the things Moran talked about was some of the assistant programs during the COVID pandemic.
I think a couple of things that Congress have done, maybe more than a couple, have been helpful, and particularly the Paycheck Protection Program in trying to keep people employed and businesses open, and it generally gets good marks. But we designed that program so that people could go to their lenders, people they knew, their own banker, and the SBA could play a role, an agency that already had the capabilities of assisting in regard to making loans. But we did ask the SBA to do $350 billion of business in 2 weeks, and their normal book of business is $30 billion a year. So they were overwhelmed, and it took them a bit to catch up, particularly when it comes to computers and computer programs. And they had never dealt with sole proprietors, independent contractors, or farmers before. So that aspect of the PPP program was new to them. But we are looking at what is to follow, if anything, the legislation that Congress has already passed.
Jay Kennedy of First National Bank in Frankfort also talked about the PPP and some of his concerns.
The beginning was very, very rocky, as you had mentioned. We were not an SBA lender, and so we had to jump a bunch of hurdles. But two of my significant customers went to other banks because they couldn't get us signed up fast enough. The forgiveness part is really on our minds right now. If any of you borrowed and you come to your bank and say, what do I do now? And we say, we don't know. I don't like saying that to customers. I can't call SBA and say, tell me what to do or I'm going to do this. So they hold all the leverage, but I know they sped up faster than they were supposed to. So I think in the end, it did work. But this forgiveness piece is really weighing heavily on banks and the people that borrowed the money.
Curtis Hawkinson of Community Memorial Healthcare was also on the call with the senator.
We're on the receiving end of the PPP program, and we just felt that it worked great, came at the exact time we needed it. And the other CARES Act stimulus for rural hospitals, too, also, I guess, in my opinion, worked very smooth as well. Fact of the matter is, the stimulus that we received is appropriate, although we haven't had the impacts some other hospitals dealing with actual COVID cases. We're not out of this COVID pandemic by any stretch. You know, when you sign off on the terms and condition, you really don't know what you're signing off on, because a lot of that guidance is not specified. But we're hopeful that it's going to be a grant and we can continue to go forward.
Mike Couch, the new USD 364 superintendent, was also in on the call and talked about potential plans for the fall.
We for sure want to send the message that we're going to follow all protocols to ensure our buildings are healthy and safe for kids to attend. On the front of helping all fears go away, that we can help and talk to those families. But we truly believe in rural Kansas, we're ready to have kids back to school, social, emotional needs, and all the other needs. We need to have eyes on kids every day and put them back to normalcy. And COVID's not changed one bit since March. It's going to come through America until we find something to stop it. We'll wear masks, we'll be clean, we'll wash our hands, and we'll take temperatures. We'll do everything we possibly can do, but we need to have our kids back in school.
Couch said the district is working on other plans for the fall as well. We will have more on the conference call with Senator Jerry Moran on this weekend's public affairs program.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Nemahal County Commissioners to meet Thursday afternoon in special session to consider less restrictive local health orders in light of the governor's stepped-up recommendations for the state. That order is to take effect to Friday, but local agencies can adopt their own measures. The meeting will be broadcast on the county Facebook page. No public comment period is planned. Authorities responding to a report of an unattended boat adrift on the Big Blue River near Blue Springs Wednesday conducted a brief search for missing occupants before the owner of the craft was identified and contacted. He advised that indeed no one was missing from the boat, and he has plans to retrieve the craft when river levels fall again. Joseph A. Baker, age 93, of Washington, passed away Monday. Mass of Christian burial Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Augustine Catholic Church, Washington. Burial St. Peter and Paul Catholic Cemetery at Morrillville. Vigil service Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 11 to 5, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Joseph Baker. Vernon E. Jeffries, age 93, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort. Visitation Thursday, 2 until 8, at the Patton Chapel, in charge of arrangements for Vernon Jeffries. Keith Thomas Hippen, age 54, of Omaha, passed away Monday. Private family graveside service is planned at the Lewiston Cemetery, where a mortuary at Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Keith Hippen. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken gravy on a biscuit, peas, apricots, and a cookie. Tomorrow, hamburger, fries, beans, and blushing pears. KNDY News Time 7:16.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Thursday, we have a stationary boundary across the central southern parts of the United States, which could bring us a chance for some isolated showers and thunderstorms as we head into late tonight, continuing into tomorrow, continuing into the 4th of July. Like I said, very isolated chances. Otherwise, upper level ridge in place, we're going to see warm temperatures out there well into the upper 80s and into the lower 90s. So across the area, sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies in the upper 60s. For the 4th of July, sunny skies. We'll see isolated showers and thunderstorms. Again, we'll see highs in the upper 80s. And Saturday night, partly cloudy at 68 degrees. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early July, 88. Recent record high hit the century mark in 1990. The average low, 65. Record low, 55, set in 2013. Sunset this evening, 8:58. Sunrise in the morning at 6:03. 71 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 2nd of July. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
One of the best things about summer is enjoying some great barbecue. Pulled pork, brisket, smoked sausage, barbecue chicken, and don't forget the sides, baked beans, cucumber salad, cheesy hash brown taters. I could go on, but now I'm hungry and need to head down to Bite Me Barbecue. Dine-in or carry-out, they can also cater your next event. Stop in today. Heck, do it now. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
A significant change to the NFL schedule and concern over the spread of COVID-19 inside one sports league's bubble. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The NFL says it will shorten this year's preseason to 2 games to give players more time to get into football shape. Most players will still report to training camp July 28th, but the first preseason games won't be played until August 20th. ESPN's Ryan Clark.
It's going to be so much better to get those extra days of practice, extra days of conditioning. When you look at preseason games, they're usually very simple from a game plan standpoint. people don't necessarily get a ton of reps.
Four more members of FC Dallas, three players and a coach, have tested positive for COVID-19, bringing the organization's total number of cases to 10 since arriving in Orlando for the MLS's back tournament. ESPN's Stefano Fasaro.
Knowing that this is going on in the background has players nervous, and everybody here as well. Remember, we're all in the same bubble. It's all the players, all the coaches, the staff, media, and all the league officials. Everyone's under here.
This is ABC Sports. As teams prepare for the NBA's restart, Portland Trailblazers guard Damian Lillard says he's concerned not enough players will adhere to the NBA's health and safety guidelines.
When we have 100% freedom, everybody don't follow all the rules. So I don't have much confidence, but hopefully it'll be handled to a point where, like, we're not putting everybody at risk or in a dangerous position.
ESPN's Malika Andrews spoke about how the league plans to enforce the protocol.
To remember all 113 pages of protocol is just very difficult. And I have talked to players who have shared the same sentiments that Damian Lillard said. It just might not be super realistic to ask all of these players to follow these protocols.
The PGA Tour heads to Detroit for the Rocket Mortgage Classic in the tour's fourth event back following the sports shutdown. The tour also announced it will allow players and caddies who test positive but are asymptomatic to return to competition if they return two negative tests 24 hours apart. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 baseball team won a doubleheader hosting Hiawatha Wednesday. Marysville took the games 11-7 and 3-0. Marysville seniors victorious at February on Tuesday, winning 13-3. The Marysville Legion Post is hosting Riley Friday. Games at 6 and 8 p.m. at Feldhausen Field.
The PFB Pyros Fireworks Stand is back in Hanover. Of course, they have the classics, snakes, snaps, and sparklers, and they have the big boys like the detonator. Open now through July 5th from noon to 9. Right in downtown Hanover next to Ricky's Cafe across from Turn 4. Have a blast with fireworks from PFB Pyros.
Hello and good Thursday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And as we look through the overnight session here for this Thursday morning, yet again, a morning of mostly higher numbers through the grains, oil seeds, and the energy markets. We'll take a look at the grains first, slightly higher for the wheat complex. Chicago Spring seeing some slight gains this morning, and Kansas City wheat also higher. July sitting at 442 and a half. September's up 0.75 cents to 443 and a half. Into the corn complex, again, slight gains. July corn right now up 2 cents to 350 and a quarter. September to 553 and two quarters. That is up 2 3/4 this morning. Now looking to the oil seeds, July beans are up 0.25 cents to 894 a bushel. August sitting at 894 and a quarter. That's up 2 3/4 cents. Soybean meal after a sharp gain yesterday. July up slightly, up 20 to 292.90. And the oil up 16 points to 28.37. Cotton complex also a bit higher this morning. July sitting at 62.58. October's up 9 points to 63.17. Briefly, a quick recap on how yesterday's livestock finished, and it was a mostly higher day, a nice rebound through the midday for live cattle and feeder cattle. Though it was a mixed, mostly lower day for lean hogs, July hogs finished down, sitting at 44.80. A look through the energy markets this morning sees crude oil back over $40 through the entire complex, as August crude oil sitting at $40.08 a barrel. That's up 26 cents. Unleaded gas is nearly up a penny at $1.22 a gallon. Heating oil up at 1 cent at $1.21, and natural gas is up two at $1.69. Through the metals, we see August gold up $4.40 an ounce at $17.84.30. Silver is a bit mixed this morning, though July is down 2 cents, sitting at $18.10 an ounce. And finally, the dollar index is a bit weaker. September's down 20 points to 96.95. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market update here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Our nation has faced unprecedented challenges due to the coronavirus pandemic, and the agriculture industry is no exception. This is Richard Fordyce, administrator for USDA's Farm Service Agency, reminding farmers and ranchers that FSA is now accepting applications for the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, or CFAP. This program provides vital financial assistance to producers to offset impacts of COVID-19. Certain crops and livestock, along with wool and dairy, are eligible for CFAP. Our website, farmers.gov/CFAP, that's farmers.gov/CFAP, is your one-stop shop for eligible commodities, payment rates, eligibility criteria, and application forms. You'll also find a payment calculator that can assist you with completing your application. Applications for CFAP will be accepted through August 28th. And if you have questions about CFAP, customers can call the CFAP call center at 8- 877-508-8364 or by simply contacting your local FSA county office.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The new U.S. trade deal with Mexico and Canada is officially in force. The U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement replaces the 26-year-old North American Free Trade Agreement and brings to close President Trump's threat to break apart the three-nation, $1.4 trillion free trade zone. Officials in all three countries are celebrating that the deal is taking effect as each nation looks for some certainty during the COVID-19 outbreak. However, there are some tensions brewing between the U.S. and Canada regarding aluminum. President Trump recently threatened to reimpose tariffs on imports of aluminum from Canada. The U.S. could impose a 10% duty if Canada doesn't agree to quotas to help slow the surge of its aluminum exports, which would likely bring a retaliation from Ottawa. Business leaders have been quick to ask the U.S. president not to reimpose the tariffs as they celebrate USMCA. Now, south of the border, some of the biggest issues between the U.S. and Mexico. U.S. Trade Rep Robert Lighthizer said he expects fights with Mexico regarding labor, biotech, intellectual property, and energy. The Trump administration, Democrats, and labor unions will all be paying close attention to see if Mexico lives up to those labor requirements. Well, agriculture groups are relieved that USMCA is now into effect. Darren Armstrong, chair of the U.S. Grains Council, and American Soybean Association President Bill Gordon said Mexico and Canada are two of their biggest markets, noting that USMCA is a win for U.S. soybeans and certainly restores some stability and certainty to important export markets to farmers. Doug Goings, chair of United Wheat Associates, says this is an opportunity to take a gold standard agreement and use it to launch negotiations with other countries. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. Part 4 of Finding a Bee Thief. After this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
In yesterday's episode of Farming America, we heard that two beekeepers turned detective from Washington State had tracked down the name of the man who they believed had stolen their beehives and was renting them to farmers. His name, Perry Davis Bays, 56 years old. Who is this guy?
Well, that was exactly the question that Smouse and Wilhelm had. They didn't know anything about this man, except that when they researched him online and they also got the sheriff's office to do a little research and investigation, they found that this man was selling honey, bee starter kits, and other pollinator-related equipment across the West. At this point, that was all they knew, but they wanted to learn more. So online, Wilhelm, again, one of the beekeepers, found this former employee of Bays, and that person led him to 128 of his 148 stolen beehives in northern Idaho. And so at that point, you know, they had multiple links from the farmer who said, I got these bees that are stolen on my land from this man, Bays. And then now this former employee of Bays also saying, here is where we just sold some hives recently, and those hives also were stolen. So at this point, it started to look pretty likely that Bays may in fact be a thief who was running a bee operation for his own profit.
Sierra McLean of CapitalPress.com.
So it continued to be a collaboration at this point as well. The Sheriff's Department was able to do some of the more investigative work, and what they staged was a sting, which again is tying back to the title of, you know, beehive theft. They staged a sting, and the way they did it was on June 14th, the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office decided that they would partner with beekeepers for a stakeout. So officers at the sheriff's office posed as farmers who were owning land where Bayes allegedly kept some of the stolen bees. And they texted Bayes and told him they would be spraying a field with a crop duster with pesticides and advised him to move the bees. And they did this because they couldn't get a hold of him otherwise. They weren't able to track him down. He didn't have, like, a set residence. He was living out of his vehicle. So they figured the only way they could actually get him to come to a location where they could arrest him would be to trick him into coming and moving his bees. Wilhelm and Smouse, the beekeepers, camped out overlooking this field the night of June 13th, watching for Bayes' vehicle.
And they waited. And what happened then? We'll hear tomorrow, back after this.
Book now and save on your propane needs with Wanklin Oil. They remind customers that prepay discount contracts are due July 24th. Wanklin Oil is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane. Regardless whether you're warming your home or business in the winter or flame grilling outside during the summer, you can depend on Wanklin Oil to help you increase your comfort, power your home, and reduce your energy costs using propane. Contact them for convenient delivery and payment options. And remember, prepaid discount contracts are due July 24th.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 72 degrees. Middle 80s on the high side for today, tomorrow, and on into the Independence Weekend.
Do you sometimes feel lost and confused when buying fireworks? Never know what to get, what's cool or new, and can never find anyone to help you in those big tents?
Hello? Hello? Anybody there?
Well, at Knapp Fireworks, you get a complete one-on-one experience to help you get what you need to make your 4th an amazing time. They've got a large assortment of fireworks, great bundle deals, two-for deals, low prices, and, of course, great customer service. Knapp Fireworks, located at M&M Supply on Highway 50 in Tecumseh and R&B Arms on West Court Street in Beatrice.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. The Kansas State High School Activities Association says rumors it was canceling fall sports are, quote, totally not accurate. Bill Faflick is the executive director of the organization and says Keisha is currently preparing to make sure fall sports happen. Faflick says, we know a lot of things can change between now and then, but all of our efforts right now are directed at providing that best guidance for our schools so that they are ready to go. The NCAA's infractions case against the University of Kansas men's basketball program has been accepted into a newly created independent investigation process that was created to handle especially complex cases. The independent accountability resolution process said yesterday that a referral of the case against the Jayhawks and Coach Bill Self had been approved by the infractions referral committee. I'm Rick Everett with your Thursday Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 baseball team won a doubleheader hosting Hiawatha Wednesday. Marysville took the games 11-7 and 3-0. Marysville seniors victorious at February on Tuesday, winning 13-3. The Marysville Legion Post is hosting Riley Friday, games at 6 and 8 p.m. at Feldhausen Field.
Can thunderstorms really cause milk to go sour? We will investigate on a Truth or Tall Tale edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
No one plans to get sick or injured. But when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call U.S. Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let U.S. Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, July 2nd, the 184th day of the year. Comedian Larry David has a birthday, and the first Walmart store opened in Arkansas on this day in 1962. There's an old adage that says thunderstorms can cause milk to go sour. Implausible folklore. We've heard enough accounts from dairy farmers to believe something is going on. But the connection has never been scientifically proven. Experiments that have run electricity through milk have found no effect. Some theories say it's merely the warm, humid conditions which spawn thunderstorms that hasten spoilage, while others believe it's caused by ozone or bacteria carried by rainfall. It is still very much an unsolved scientific mystery. After the next July thunderstorm, you better check your milk. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Whoa, 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 whoa. If I can make a living from walking in the woods, you can bet I'd be sitting pretty good, high on a hill, looking at a field downwind. If I can make a nickel off of turning in bass, never worry about the price of gas. I've been wheeling and dealing and sitting there reeling them in. Hunting, fishing, loving every day. That's the prayer that a country boy prays. Thank God he made me this way. Hunting and fishing and loving every day. Early in the morning, late in the evening, I'm getting red dirt. Fishing, loving every day. I get a little farm pond buzz, sound of gravel when I'm backing up, pulling a string on.